One of the risky things about believing in Jesus is that he may ask you to do something that you don't really want to do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Can I ask you, how did you become Jesus' friend? Interesting question, isn't it? Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus who suffered and died and rose again for you, how did you become his friend? Well, Jesus told his disciples exactly how to do that. John chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. You are my friends if you do what I tell you to do. I no longer call you servants because servants don't know what their master is doing. But now I call you friends because I have told you everything that my Father told me. So according to Jesus, the way to become his friend is to obey him. Now, obedience is not a particularly popular concept these days. Some will accuse me of becoming all legalistic here. Others will feel that they've had this guilt trip dropped on their heads. Oh man, now I'm obliged to do all these things that I don't want to do just to appease Jesus. But neither of those things are true. Sure, some things that Jesus calls us to do are going to be difficult. They're going to involve sacrifice. But listen again to what he said to his disciples. You are my friends if you do what I tell you to do because I've told you everything my Father has told me. And that's the key. He fills us in on God's plans and purposes, just as a friend would, and leads us forward into the good things that God has for us. Our part in that relationship is to do what he tells us to do. That's how you become Jesus' friend. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus wants to fill you in on the plans and purposes that he has for you. And the best way for you to discover those is to become a man or a woman of God's word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.